This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
All right, let's get to our guy, Andrew Wagner. Good afternoon, Mr. Wagner. How are you?
Good afternoon, Stephen. I am well.
Good. Okay, I don't know where to start. I guess first let's start as far as splitting that series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I know what everybody says. Oh, don't expect a sweep. Don't expect this. They're a pro baseball team too. Yada, yada, yada. But I really was going into that series in Pittsburgh expecting a rainout, which, of course, we didn't get, but we got a rain delay. And I was expecting 3 out of 4, which realistically they probably should have had 3 out of 4 in that series.
Yeah, they probably should have. But you go into a series expecting a sweep, and chances are you're going to get swept. So considering all that happened to come out of there with a split, the Brewers are, I mean, they're kind of lucky to get out of there with the split. I mean, it could have been worse.
Yes, it absolutely could have been worse. This bullpen, I'm not sure how much more it's going to handle here. I mean, you are talking about a lot of guys throwing a lot of innings, and it's starting to catch up with them. You can tell it by the sharpness of how they're throwing here. Mears, it looks like he's exhausted at this point. McGill, 30 pitches yesterday. They've used him quite a bit. Now, Murphy says, it's not that much. Fine, but it appears to be somewhat. And Uribe, they've been using a ton as well, and he gets into a stare down with an ump yesterday. So it feels like they are in desperate need of some help, and I think the hope is Ashby and Hall can help.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. I mean, both Uribe and McGill were used 6 times in the last, I think it was 9 games. They both have thrown over 100 pitches during that stretch. They're going to be feeling it. Probably going to want to try and avoid them today. Mears, they definitely have to lay off for a little bit, and kind of sounds like they're going to do that. They did something similar lately with Grant Anderson. He'd been used hard and heavy a lot, and they've kind of shied away a little bit, at least from leverage situations, just to give him a bit of a blow. And it sounded coming out of Murphy's session today like they're going to try and do the same thing with Mears, which they have to do. I mean, you can tell the guy is... he is running on fumes right now. They have been using him a lot in some very high stress situations. And it's showing. He's still effective, just not locked down. He's not what we'd come to expect from Nick Mears, especially since he came off the IL.
Time with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Normally he joins us Tuesdays and Fridays at 3:20, but Pat Murphy talked earlier today in that time slot, so we moved him here to this time slot just for today. He'll be back at 3:20 on Friday. I saw Pat Murphy the other day talking about Logan Henderson and sending Logan Henderson back down, and he made reference to an innings limit and an injury and recovering from an injury and wanting to be careful with him and watch him. And I literally went to Google because I did not remember that being a thing. And then saw, oh yeah, he fractured his elbow a couple of years ago. So he said that. Do we have any idea of like what type of innings limit we're talking about here?
I don't think it's so much of an innings limit. I think it's just more a matter of let's not, you know, burn this guy out early. They still expect to need him and use him throughout the season. And a lot of these young guys, you know, something that we talked about today in pregame, pitching an inning of work in the major leagues is a lot harder and a lot more stressful than an inning of work in AAA.
Why?
It is, you're facing better hitters. You're facing guys that know you better or know how to hit better. It's just, it's more stressful. I mean, let's face it. You guys that are in the major leagues are in major leagues for a reason. Guys that are in AAA are in AAA for a reason. It's going to be a lot harder to work through a major league lineup than it is to work through a minor league lineup. They're better at hitting mistakes.
You sure.
know, it's just all those little things.
Yeah.
And the games mean more, you know, in the minor leagues. Yeah, obviously you're playing to win, but there's leeway there because you're still being evaluated and still being expected to grow and develop. So, you know what, you make a mistake, it's not going to be the end of the world because they're expecting you to make mistakes. That's why you're still in AAA. So I wouldn't say it's a hard limit. I think it's more of they're being cautious, they're being safe. Let's not, you know, burn them all before the All-Star break. It helps to give these guys a blow every now and then. As much as it sucks to send like a guy that's stealing down to the minor leagues, I mean, it's also to be expected. You have options. There's guys that are coming back that are veterans. Someone's got to go. It's going to be the guy with options. And we're going to see that again pretty soon.
So when exactly are they going to, we're going to see Mazurowski? Are we not going to see Mazurowski till like September? Because they're going to come up with some cockamamie crap about how he's got to throw so many pitches in so many innings before he comes up here, or some other line of garble in order to convince Mazurowski that he doesn't belong here?
I don't think it's a matter of them thinking he doesn't belong here. It's just they don't have the need or the use of this. They have been clear that when they bring him up, they want to be able to bring him up for an extended run. They don't want to just bring him up for a spot start and then send him back down like they've done with some of the guys.
So you don't think they're going to put him in the bullpen then in September?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe at that point, yes. I think right now they want to keep him going out there every 5 days and starting and learning how to work through lineups and learning how to use his different pitches and learning how to get through guys multiple times. It's not ideal, but again, you're not going to bring him up here and put him in a starting rotation when you got guys like Woody and Savale and Peralta and whoever else. You're not going to bump one of those guys.
That's exactly correct. And whoever else. You have Peralta and whoever else. That's currently where we're at. Patrick is a nice pitcher. Sure, fine. Didn't get through five, but didn't give up runs, so that's good. Priester might have had his best outing, his last outing. What?
Well, Patrick's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Tim, you assume that when First of all, we know Quintana's pitching tonight.
Correct.
At Class A, which means his next outing will probably be with the big league club.
Yeah, go to Appleton. So it's a great time tonight. Up. If you're listening, yeah. Go to Appleton. It'll be a fun time.
Woodruff will pitch tomorrow in Appleton and then next Tuesday in Nashville. So assume you're going to have one of those guys back probably end of the weekend, early next week.
Okay.
So that's one guy out. Patrick will probably be the odd man out in terms of getting sent down. Priester is probably going to stay if he'll get moved into a bullpen role. Because if they send him down, they burn his last option, and they'd like to be able to keep that for another year for obvious reasons. You want to have that flexibility. So I would assume Chad Patrick's going to be sent down. Priester will get moved to the bullpen when you have Quintana and Woodruff back and your original, for the most part, your original five-man starting rotation intact.
So let me see if I go through this. So we have Peralta, Savali, Quintana. And then what am I missing after that? Well, Woodruff, right? So that's four. And then isn't Priester five until Cortez comes back?
Priester would be the five. Priester would be the five if they end up having to, if they decide to keep Patrick up here because he's been pitching so well, then Priester would probably get moved to a bullpen role.
Right, yeah, right.
I would assume that if they send somebody out, they would send out Patrick instead of sending down Priester because, again, you want to keep that option.
Yeah. Now, that makes a lot of sense. Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I looked at that lineup, I think it was yesterday, and like 5 through 9 in that lineup, there was absolutely zero power in the bottom half of that lineup whatsoever. They took all their good guys, they put them at the top four, which that's what they should do, obviously. But it just really screams about really how bad this team is right now offensively, just by what they put on the field on a day-to-day basis and who you're having to play. As like we've talked about before, it's not like they've got a ton of help coming back. I mean, Garrett Mitchell, okay, at some point, but he hasn't been exactly a consistent ray of sunshine when he was here prior to getting hurt at that point. So I don't know where this offense comes from. Eventually, like, where they start to pick up and start going. Cherry with a nice home run. Yelich had an okay weekend against Pittsburgh, I guess. So there's some rays of hope, but I don't know how this offense gets going.
Yeah, I don't either. And you know, I've been seeing it a lot more on Twitter lately because, as you know, Twitter is a bastion of enlightened discussion. And although, well, they should have gone out and got a bat. Okay, great. And I'm working on this story right now. Let's say you figure there was one of two positions that they would have gone out and they got either a third baseman or a shortstop. All right, fine. Either way, the only person you're really replacing from this lineup is Caleb Durbin. If you would have gone out and got a bat.
And he's had some clutch.
Right. He's had some clutch, but I don't think that picking up a bat in the off season or even at the trade deadline would significantly help this team because the spot that you're trying to fill is the least of the problems because you're still waiting for Christian Yelich to get hot. You're still waiting for more. You're waiting for Mitchell to get healthy and finally show what he's capable of. You're waiting for Ortiz to heat up. Like, the offense right now is in, they've shown some life lately, but they're not producing. The guys that were going to be here, regardless of moves being made, are the ones that aren't producing. And that's where the problem is. It's not a matter of they didn't go out and they got a bat. I mean, the bat they would have gotten would have been one guy, and you still have these guys who would have been here anyway that aren't swinging the bat very well.
That is absolutely correct. Okay, one last thing for you. Coming up here now the rest of this week, do you think that we will see this team put up more than 6 runs in a game?
The way that they've been playing lately, honestly, I don't know. Because on nights you expect them to not do anything, they managed to put some decent production together, you know, at times over the last week. So they have the ability to do it. That's the problem. And that's the frustrating thing. Like, you were talking about the lineup yesterday. Well, okay, one, they were obviously stacking it with every right-handed bat they could find. And granted, it wasn't a murderer's row. But those guys in the bottom of the order, they're not expecting power out of them. They're expecting to get on base, steal, cause chaos, get into running to scoring position, flip the lineup, get back to the top of the order, and get the guys that are hitting at the top with the power to drive them in. So they have the ability to do it. For whatever reason, they're just not doing it.
Tonight, it's Savali against Fitz, young pitcher that I really like for Boston. He doesn't have a win tonight. That one gets underway. 6:40 first pitch. We'll have the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook coming up here at 5 o'clock with Tommy Wirtz. You'll hear this guy, Andrew Wagner, right back on that show. Plus, we'll hear from Pat Murphy, who talked just under an hour ago as well. And a lot of good stuff as far as building a winner, looking down at the minor league system. A lot of guys on fire yet again for in this Brewers minor league system. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.